3:5-4, verses 11-13. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. Peradventure my father will feel me, and I shall be in his eyes as a misleader, and I shall bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing." And his mother said unto him, "Upon me be thy curse, my son. Only hearken to my voice, and go, take for me." And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, signifies the Lord's perception from divine truth concerning natural truth. "Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man," signifies the quality of natural good relatively. "And I am a smooth man," signifies the quality of natural truth relatively. "Peradventure my father will feel me," signifies the inmost degree of perception. "And I shall be in his eyes as a misleader," signifies rejection, because apparently contrary to order. "And I shall bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing," signifies disjunction. "And his mother said unto him," signifies perception from divine truth. "Upon me be thy curse, my son," signifies that there would be no disjunction. "Only hearken unto my voice, and go, take for me," signifies from the effect. 3:5-5. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, that this signifies the Lord's perception from divine truth concerning natural truth is evident from the signification of saying in the historicals of the word as being to perceive, number 3509, from the representation of Jacob as being natural truth, number 3305, and from the representation of Rebekah as being the divine truth of the Lord's divine rational, number 3010, 3013, 3077. That perception from divine truth concerning natural truth is signified, and not perception from natural truth concerning divine truth, according to the appearance from the sense of the letter, is because all the observation the natural exercises is from the rational. Here, therefore, because predicated of the Lord, the signification is from the divine truth of the divine rational. 3:5-6. Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man. That this signifies the quality of natural good relatively is evident from the signification of Esau as being the good of the natural, see number 3494, 3504, and from the signification of a hairy man as being the quality of this good. That hairy signifies the natural in especial as to truth may be seen above number 3301. And from what now follows. 3:5-7. And I am a smooth man. That this signifies the quality of natural truth relatively is evident from the representation of Jacob, who here is speaking, as being the natural as to truth, see number 3305, and from the signification of a smooth man as being its quality, concerning which something shall now be said. Before it can be known what these things signify, it must be known what is meant by hairy and what by smooth. The interiors in man present themselves in a kind of image in his exteriors, especially in his face and its expression. At the present day, his inmosts are not seen there, but his interiors are in some measure seen there, unless from infancy he has learned to dissemble, for in this case he assumes to himself, as it were, another lower mind, and consequently induces on himself another countenance, for it is the lower mind that appears in the face. More than others, hypocrites have acquired this from actual life, thus from habit, and this the more in proportion as they are deceitful. With those who are not hypocrites, rational good appears in the face from a certain fire of life, and rational truth from the light of this fire. Man knows these things from a certain connate knowledge, scientia, without study, for it is the life of his spirit as to good and as to truth which thus manifests itself. And because man is a spirit clothed with a body, he has such knowledge, scientia, from the perception of his spirit, thus from himself. And this is the reason why a man is sometimes affected with the countenance of another, although this is not from the countenance, but from the mind, which thus shines forth. But the natural appears in the face in a more obscure fire of life, and a more obscure light of life. And the corporeal hardly appears at all, except in the warmth and fairness of the complexion, and in the change of their states according to the affections. Because the interiors thus manifest themselves in especial in the face, as in an image, the most ancient people who were celestial men and utterly ignorant of dissimulation, much more of hypocrisy and deceit, were able to see the minds of one another conspicuous in the face as in a form, and therefore by the face were signified the things of the will and of the understanding, that is, interior rational things as to good and truth. Number 358, 1999, 2434. And in fact, interior things as to good by the blood and its redness, and interior things as to truths by the resultant form and its fairness. But interior natural things by the outgrowths thence, such as the hairs and the scales of the skin, namely the things from the natural as to good by the hairs, and the things from the natural as to truth by the scales. Consequently, they who were a natural good were called hairy men, but they who were a natural truth, smooth men. From these considerations it may be seen what is signified in the internal sense by the words, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man, namely the quality relatively to one another of natural good and natural truth. From all this it is evident what Esau represents, namely the good of the natural. For he was called Esau from being hairy, Genesis 25, verse 25, and Edom from being ruddy, Genesis 25, verse 30. Mount Seir, where he dwelt, has the same meaning, namely, what is hairy. And because it had this meaning, there was a mountain by which they went up to Seir that was called the Bare or Smooth Mountain, Joshua 11, verse 17, 12, verse 7. Which was also representative of truth ascending to good. That hairy is predicated of good and thence of truth, and also in the opposite sense of evil and thence of falsity, was shown above, number 3301. But that smooth is predicated of truth and in the opposite sense of falsity is evident also from the following passages in the Word. In Isaiah, ye that inflame yourselves with gods under every green tree, in the smooth things of the valley is thy portion. 57 verses 5 and 6. Where inflaming is predicated of evil, and the smooth things of the valley of falsity. Again, the workman strengthens the smelter, him that smooths with the hammer along with the beating on the anvil, saying to the joint, it is good. 41 verse 7. Where the workman strengthening the smelter is predicated of evil, and smoothing with the hammer of falsity. In David, they make thy mouth smooth as butter. When his heart approacheth, his words are softer than oil. Psalm 55, verse 21. Where a smooth or flattering mouth is predicated of falsity, and the heart in its soft things of evil. Again, their throat is an open sepulchre. They speak smooth things with their tongue. Psalm 5, verse 9. The throat an open sepulchre is predicated of evil, the tongue speaking smooth things of falsity. In Luke, every valley shall be filled up, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places level ways. 3, verse 5. Where valley denotes what is lowly, number 1723, 3417. Mountain and hill, what is lifted up, number 1691. The crooked becomes straight, the evil of ignorance turned into good. For length and what belongs thereto are predicated of good, number 1613. The rough places made level ways, the falsities of ignorance turned into truths. That way is predicated of truth, see number 627, 2333. 3528. Peradventure my father will feel me. That this signifies the inmost degree of perception is evident from the signification of feeling and thus of being sensible as being the inmost and the all of perception, and from the signification of father as being good, here divine good, because the Lord is treated of. That to feel at signifies the inmost and all of perception is because all sensation has relation to the sense of touch, and this is derived and comes forth from what is perceptive. For sensation is nothing else than external perception, and perception is nothing else than internal sensation. What perception is may be seen above. Number 104, 371, 495, 503, 521, 536, 1383-1398, 1616, 1919, 2145, 2171, 2831. Moreover, all sensation and all perception, which appear so various, are referable to one common and universal sense, namely the sense of touch. The varieties, such as taste, smell, hearing, and sight, which are external sensations, being nothing but different kinds of touch that originate from internal sensation, that is, from perception. This can be confirmed by much experience, and will of the Lord's divine mercy be shown in its own place. From this it is evident that in the internal sense, to feel at signifies the inmost and all of perception. Moreover, all perception, which is internal sensation, comes forth from good, but not from truth, except from good through truth. For the Lord's divine life flows into good, and through good into truth, and thus produces perception. From this it can be seen what is signified by, "Peradventure my Father will feel me," namely, the inmost and the all of perception from good, thus from the Lord's divine. 3529. And I shall be in his eyes as a misleader. That this signifies rejection because apparently contrary to order is evident from the signification of being in his eyes as being to be observed as to quality. For by the eye is signified the observation of the internal sight. Number 212, 2701, 2789, 2829, 3198, 3202. And from the signification of misleading or of a misleader as being contrary to order. Here, apparently, all misleading is nothing else. And from this there would be rejection. But what is signified by apparently contrary to order will appear from what follows. 3530. And I will bring upon me a curse and not a blessing. That this signifies disjunction is evident from the signification of a curse as being disjunction or a turning away from good. Number 245, 379, 1423. And from the signification of a blessing as being conjunction with good. Number 3504, 3514. 3531. And his mother said unto him, that this signifies perception from divine truth is evident from the signification of saying as being to perceive, concerning which often above. And from the representation of Rebecca, here the mother, as being the divine truth of the Lord's divine rational. Number 3012, 3013. 3532. Upon me be thy curse, my son. That this signifies that there would be no disjunction is evident from the signification of a curse as being disjunction. See just above number 3530. And because the perception was from the divine, number 3531, it signifies that there should be no disjunction. 3533. Only hearken to my voice and go, take for me. That this signifies from the effect is evident from the signification of hearkening to a voice as being to obey, and from the signification of going and taking for me as being to do, and because this was said to the natural as to truth, represented by Jacob, by the rational as to truth, here the divine rational represented by Rebekah, therefore nothing else is signified then from the effect. For the natural sees from the effect, but the rational sees from the cause. 3534, verses 14 to 17. And he went and took and brought to his mother, and his mother made dainties, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took garments of desires of Esau her elder son that were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob her younger son. And the skins of the kids of the she-goats she caused to be put upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the dainties and the bread which she had made into the hand of Jacob her son. And he went and took and brought to his mother, signifies a state of obedience of the truth of the natural. And his mother made dainties, such as his father loved, signifies things that are delectable but not desirable. And Rebekah took garments of desires of Esau her elder son, signifies the genuine truths of good, that were with her in the house, signifies that were from the divine good through the divine truth of the divine rational, and put them upon Jacob her younger son, signifies the affection of truth, or the life of good from truth. And the skins of the kids of the she-goats signifies the external truths of domestic good. She caused to be put upon his hands, signifies according to the faculty of receiving. And upon the smooth of his neck, signifies that disjoining truth should not appear. And she gave the dainties, signifies delectable things thence derived. And the bread, signifies the good thence derived, which she had made, signifies which were from divine truth, into the hand of Jacob her son, signifies that such was the affection of natural truth. 3535. And he went and took and brought to his mother. That this signifies a state of obedience of the truth of the natural may be seen from what was said above, number 3533, thus without further explication. 3536. And his mother made dainties such as his father loved. That this signifies things that are delectable, but not desirable, is evident from the representation of Rebekah, who is here the mother, as being the divine rational as to truth, and from the signification of dainties as being the pleasant things which are of truth, concerning which above, number 3502. The reason why the delectable things here referred to are not desirable is that they are not from the hunting of Esau, that is, from the truth of genuine good, number 3501, but from the kids of the goats which are of the flock, that is, from the truth of domestic good, number 3518, 3519. How these things are circumstanced is evident from what was said above, number 3502, 3512, 3518, 3519. 3537. And Rebekah took garments of desires of Esau her elder son. That this signifies the genuine truths of good is evident from the signification of garments of desires as being genuine truths. That garments signify truths relatively lower may be seen above, number 2576. Of desires denotes genuine because of the genuine good of the natural, which is represented by Esau the elder son. Number 3300, 3302, 3322, 3494, 3504, 3527. 3538, that were with her in the house. That this signifies that were from the divine good through the divine truth of the divine rational is evident from the representation of Rebekah, who is here meant by her, as being the divine truth of the divine rational, concerning which above. And from the signification of house as being here the divine good, because it is predicated of the Lord. That house is good may be seen above, number 710, 2233, 2234, 2559, 3128. That these things are signified by the words that were with her in the house is because by house is signified the rational both as to good and as to truth, or what is the same, both as to the will part which is of good and as to the intellectual part which is of truth. When the rational acts from the will part or good through the intellectual part or truth, then the rational mind is called one house. From this also heaven itself is called the house of God, because therein is nothing else than good and truth, and the good acts through truth united or conjoined with itself. This is also represented in marriages between a husband and wife who constitute one house, by reason that conjugal love comes forth from the divine marriage of good and truth. Number 2728, 2729, 3132. And both the husband and the wife have a will from good, but with a difference such as is that of good in respect to its own truth. And therefore good is signified by the husband, and truth by the wife. For when there is one house, then good is the all therein, and truth, being of good, is also good. The reason why it is said, with her in the house, not with him or with them, is that the subject now is the state of the conjunction of truth and good, that is, the state before they were fully united or conjoined, which state is now to be described. 3539. And put them upon Jacob her younger son. That this signifies the affection of truth, or the life of good from truth, is evident from the representation of Rebekah as being the divine truth of the divine rational, from the representation of Jacob as being the divine truth of the divine natural, and from the signification of putting upon as being here to communicate and to imbue, namely the truths of good which are signified by the garments of Esau, number 3537. Thus the affection of truth of the natural, which is here the same as the life of good from truth. How these things are to be understood may be known from what was said above, number 3518. But because they are such things as are at this day utterly unknown, it is permitted to unfold them somewhat further to the apprehension. In this chapter the Lord is treated of, and how he made his very natural divine. And in the representative sense there is treated of the regeneration of man as to his natural. See number 3490. The case herein with man is this. The end of regeneration is that man may be made new as to his internal man, thus as to his soul or spirit. But man cannot be made new or regenerated as to his internal man unless he is regenerated as to his external man also. For although after death man becomes a spirit, he nevertheless has with him in the other life the things which are of his external man, namely natural affections and also doctrinal things and even scientifics, in a word, all things of the exterior or natural memory. See number 2475 to 2483. For these are the planes in which his interiors are terminated. And therefore, according to the disposition that has been made of these things, is the character of interior things when they flow into them, because they are modified in them. This shows that man must be regenerated or made new, not only as to his internal or rational man, but also as to his external or natural man. And unless this were the case, there would not be any correspondence. That there is a correspondence between the internal man and its spiritual things, and the external man and its natural things, may be seen above. Number 2971, 2987, 2989, 2990, 3002, 3493. The state of the regeneration of man is described in a representative sense in this chapter by Esau and Jacob. Here the quality of man's first state while he is being regenerated, or before he has been regenerated. For this state is entirely inverted in respect to that in which man is when he has been regenerated. For in the former state, during regeneration, or before he has been regenerated, intellectual things which are of truth apparently act the first part. But when he has been regenerated, the things of the will which are of good act the first part. that intellectual things which are of truth apparently act the first part in the first state was represented by Jacob, in that he claimed the birthright of Esau for himself. See number 3325, 3336. And also in that he claimed the blessing, which is here treated of, and that the state has been completely inverted, is represented by Jacob's feigning to be Esau, in clothing himself with the garments of Esau and the skins of the kids of the she-goats. For in this state rational truth not yet thus conjoined with rational good, or what is the same, the understanding not thus conjoined with the will, in this manner inflows and acts into the natural, and disposes inversely the things which are there. This can also be seen from much experience, especially from the fact that a man is able to observe in the understanding, and thereby his natural can know, many things which are good and true, and yet the will cannot as yet act in accordance with them. As, for instance, that love and charity are the essential in man. This the intellectual faculty of man can see and confirm, but until it has been regenerated, the will faculty cannot acknowledge it. There are even those who are in no love to the Lord whatever, and in no charity toward the neighbor, who well apprehend this. In like manner, that love is the very life of man, and that such as the love is, such is the life. And likewise, that everything delightful and everything pleasant is from love, consequently all joy and all happiness. And therefore also, such as the love is, such is the joy, and such the happiness. A man is also able to apprehend in his understanding, even should his will dissent or go contrary thereto, that the happiest life is from love to the Lord and from charity toward the neighbor, because the very divine flows into it. And on the other hand, that the most miserable life is from the love of self and the love of the world, because hell flows into it. And from this it may be perceptible to the understanding, yet not to the will, that love to the Lord is the life of heaven, and that mutual love is the soul from this life. And therefore, in so far as a man does not think from the life of his will, nor reflect upon his life derived therefrom, so far he perceives this in his understanding. But in so far as he thinks from the life of his will, so far he does not perceive, nay, denies it. Also to the understanding it may clearly appear that it is into the humiliation with a man that the divine can inflow, for the reason that in this state the loves of self and of the world, and consequently the infernal things which oppose, are removed. But yet so long as the will is not new, and the understanding has not been united to it, the man cannot be in humiliation of heart. Nay, in so far as the man is in a life of evil, that is, in so far as his will is toward evil, so far this state is not possible. And what is more, so far the matter is obscure to him, and so far he even denies it. Hence also a man can perceive in his understanding that the humiliation of man is not for the sake of the Lord's love of glory, but for the sake of his divine love, and in order that he can thereby inflow with good and truth, and make the man blessed and happy. Nevertheless, so far as the will is consulted, so far this is obscured. The same is true in very many other cases. This faculty of man of being able to understand what is good and true, although he does not will it, has been given to man in order that he may have the capacity of being reformed and regenerated, on which account this faculty exists with the evil as well as with the good. Nay, with the evil it is sometimes more acute, but with this difference, that with the evil there is no affection for truth for the sake of life, that is, for the sake of the good of life from truth, and therefore they cannot be reformed. But with the good there is the affection of truth for the sake of life, that is, for the sake of the good of life, and therefore they can be reformed. But the first state of the reformation of these is that the truth of doctrine appears to them to be in the first place, and the good of life in the second, because they do what is good from truth. And their second state is that the good of life is in the first place, and the truth of doctrine in the second, for then they do what is good from good, that is, from the will of good. And when this is the case, because the will has been conjoined with the understanding as in a marriage, the man has been regenerated. In the internal sense, these two states are treated of in the things said concerning Esau and Jacob. 3540. And the skins of the kids of the she-goats she caused to be put. That this signifies the external truths of domestic good is evident from the signification of skins as being external things, concerning which below, and from the signification of the kids of the she-goats, because from a home flock, as being the truths of domestic good, concerning which number 3518, 3519, where also it appears what domestic good is and what the truths thence derived. Every good has its own truths, and every truth has its own good, which must be conjoined together in order for them to be anything. That skins signify things external is because skins are the outermosts of the animal in which its interiors are terminated, in like manner as is with the skin or cuticles in man. This signification is derived from the representation in the other life, there being those who belong to the province of the skin, concerning whom of the Lord's divine mercy something will be said when we speak concerning the grand man at the end of the following chapters. They are such as are only an external good and its truths. Hence the skin of man and also of beasts signifies what is external, which is also manifest from the word, as in Jeremiah. For the multitude of thine iniquity are thy skirts uncovered, and thy heels suffer violence. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, and the leopard his spots? Then can ye also do good that are taught to do evil. 13 verses 22 and 23. Where skirts are external truths, heels outermost goods, that the heel and shoes are the lowest natural things may be seen above, number 259, 1748. And because these truths and goods are from evil, as here said, they are compared to an Ethiopian or a black and his skin, and also to a leopard and his spots. In Moses, if in pledging thou shalt have pledged thy neighbor's garment, thou shalt restore it unto him before the sun goes down. For that is his only covering, it is his garment for his skin, wherein he shall lie down. Exodus 22, verses 26 and 27. As all the laws in the word, even those which are civic and forensic, have a correspondence with the laws of good and truth in heaven, and were thence enacted, such is the case with this law also. Otherwise it would be impossible to discover why a pledged garment should be restored before the sun went down, and why it is said that his garment is for his skin, wherein he shall lie down. But from the internal sense the correspondence is manifest, being that our companions are not to be defrauded of external truths, which are the doctrinal things according to which they live, and rituals. That a garment signifies such truths may be seen above. Number 297, 1073, 2576. But the sun is the good of love or of life, which is therefrom. Number 1529, 1530, 2441, 2495. That this should not perish is signified by the garment being restored before the sun went down. And because these external truths are the externals of the interior things or their termination, it is said that his garment is for his skin, wherein he shall lie down. As skin signified external things, it was commanded that the covering of the tent should be of the skins of red rams, and over these the skins of badgers. Exodus 26, verse 14. For the tent was representative of the three heavens, thus of the celestial and spiritual things of the Lord's kingdom. The curtains which were round about represented natural things that are external, number 3478, which are the skins of rams and of badgers. And as external things are those which cover internal ones, or in other words, natural things are those which cover spiritual and celestial ones, just as the body covers its soul, therefore this was commanded. And in like manner, that when the camp set forward, Aaron and his sons should cover the Ark of the Testimony with the veil of covering, and should put over this covering the skin of a badger, and that upon the table and the things which were upon it they should spread a cloth of scarlet double dyed, and should cover it with badger's skin as a covering. Likewise, that they should put the lampstand and all its vessels under a covering of badger skin, and should put all the vessels wherewith they ministered under a cloth of blue, and should cover them with a covering of badger's skin. Numbers 4, verses 5 to 12. Whoever thinks of the word holily may know that divine things are represented by all these things, by the ark, the table, the lampstand, and the vessels wherewith they ministered, also by the coverings of scarlet double dyed and blue, and also by the coverings of badger's skins, and that by all these things are represented the divine things that are within the external ones. Inasmuch as the prophets represented those who teach, and hence the teaching of good and truth from the word, number 2534, and Elijah the word itself, number 2762, in like manner John, who for this reason is called the Elias that was to come, Matthew 17, verses 10 to 13. Therefore, in order that they might represent the word as it is in its external form, that is, in the letter, Elijah was girded with a girdle of skin about his loins, 2 book of Kings 1, verse 8. And John had his raiment of camel's hair and a girdle of skin about his loins, Matthew 3, verse 4. And inasmuch as the skin of man and beast signified external things, which are natural things in their relation to spiritual and celestial ones, and as in the ancient church it was customary to speak and write by significatives, therefore also in Job, which is a book of the ancient church, skin has the same signification, as may be seen from several passages in that book, and also from this. I know my Redeemer, he liveth, and at the last he will arise above the dust, and afterward these shall be encompassed with my skin, and from my flesh I shall see God. 19, verses 25 and 26. To be encompassed with skin denotes by the natural, such as man has with him after death, see number 3539. From the flesh to see God is to do so from what is our proprium, vivified, that this is flesh may be seen above number 148, 149, 780. That the book of Job is a book of the ancient church is evident, as before said, from its representative and significative style, but it is not of those books which are called the Law and the Prophets, because it has not an internal sense which treats solely of the Lord and of his kingdom. For this is the one thing that makes a book of the genuine word. 3541. Upon his hands. That this signifies according to the faculty of receiving is evident from the signification of hand as being power. See number 878, 3091. Thus the faculty of receiving. 3542. And upon the smooth of his neck. That this signifies that disjoining truth should not appear is evident from the predication of smooth or of smoothness as being concerning truth, number 3527, and from the signification of the neck as being that which conjoins, concerning which below. Here, therefore, because the appearance was upon the smooth of his neck, the signification is that disjoining truth should not appear. How the case herein is can be seen from what was said and shown above, number 3539, namely, that good and those truths which flow forth from the understanding and not at the same time from the will are not good and not truths, however much they may so appear in the outward form. And if the will is of evil, the good and the truths disjoin instead of conjoining. But if anything of the will is of good, and then they do not disjoin, but conjoin, although they are disposed in an inverted order, for by their means the man is being regenerated. And because when thus disposed, they serve at first for the regeneration of man, It is said that thus disjoining truth should not appear, but more concerning these things below. The reason why the neck signifies that which conjoins is that the higher things in man which are of the head communicate through the intervening neck with the lower things which are of his body. Hence it is that both influx and communication, and consequently conjunction, are signified by this intermediate part, as may be seen still more conclusively from the correspondences of the grand man with the things of the human body, treated of at the ends of the chapters. From this comes a like signification of the neck and the word, as in Isaiah. His breath as an overflowing stream will divide even unto the neck, 30:28, where an overflowing stream denotes falsity thus overflowing, dividing even unto the neck denotes falsity closing up and thus intercepting the communication, and thus the conjunction of higher things with lower ones, which conjunction is precluded and intercepted when spiritual good and truth are not received. In Habakkuk, thou hast smitten the head out of the house of the wicked, laying bare the foundation even unto the neck. 3:13. Where smiting the head out of the house of the wicked denotes destroying the principles of falsity. Laying bare the foundation even unto the neck denotes intercepting the conjunction thereby. In Jeremiah, transgressions knit together are come upon my neck. He hath overthrown my forces. God hath given me into their hands. I am not able to rise up. Lamentations 1:14. Transgressions knit together ascending upon my neck denote falsities ascending toward interior or rational things. Inasmuch as by the neck was signified this communication and conjunction, therefore by the bonds of the neck was signified interception, consequently the desolation of truth which comes forth when the spiritual things that continually flow in from the Lord are no longer admitted into the rational of man, and consequently not into his natural. This interception or desolation is what is represented in Jeremiah by the command that he should make unto himself bonds and yokes, and should put them upon his neck, and send them to the peoples, and should say that they were to serve Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and that they who did not yield their necks under his yoke should be visited by the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, but that those who bowed down their necks should be left upon the land. Jeremiah 27:2, 3, 8, and 11. To put the neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him signifies to be desolated as to truth and to be vastated as to good. That it is Babel which vastates may be seen above, number 1327, and that they are vastated lest holy things should be profaned, number 301 to 303, 1327, 1328, 2426, 3399, 3402. And because when the influx of good and truth is intercepted, what is evil and false is served, therefore also to put the neck under the yoke signifies to serve. Again in the same prophet, thus saith Yehovah, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon within 2 years of days from off the neck of all the nations. 28:11, signifying that they should be delivered from vastation. In Isaiah, shake thyself from the dust, arise, sit thee down, O Jerusalem, open the bonds of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. 52:2. Where to open the bonds of the neck signifies to admit and receive good and truth. In Micah, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which ye shall not draw forth your necks, and ye shall not walk erect, for it is an evil time. 2:3. Not to draw forth the neck from evil is not to admit truth. Not to walk erect is thereby not to look to higher things, that is, to those which are of heaven. Number 248. 3543. And she gave the dainties. That this signifies the delectable things thence derived is evident from the signification of dainties as being things pleasant and also delectable. See above number 3502, 3536. 3544. And the bread. That this signifies the good thence derived is evident from the signification of bread as being good. See number 276, 680, 1798, 2165, 2177, 3464, 3478. 3545. That she had made. That this signifies which were from divine truth is evident from the representation of Rebecca as being the divine truth of the Lord's divine rational. And because it is said of Rebecca that she had made them, it signifies that they were from divine truth. 3546. Into the hand of Jacob her son. That this signifies that such was the affection of natural truth is evident from its being a closing period of what precedes. And at this time such was Jacob, by whom is represented natural truth. Number 3305, 3509, 3525. In that he was clothed as to his hands and neck with the skins of kids of goats, and had in his hands dainties that he was to carry to his father Isaac. 3547, verses 18 to 20. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Behold me, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou spakest unto me. Arise, I pray thee, sit, and eat of my hunting, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast hastened to find it, my son? And he said, Because Yahuwah thy God made it come to meet my face. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Behold me, who art thou, my son? Signifies a state of perception from the presence of that truth. And Jacob said unto his father, signifies the observation of natural truth. I am Esau, thy firstborn, signifies that it believed that it was natural good itself. I have done according as thou spakest unto me, signifies obedience. Arise, I pray thee, sit, and eat of my hunting, signifies the truth of the affection of such good. That thy soul may bless me, signifies conjunction. And Isaac said unto his son, signifies perception. How is it that thou hast hastened to find it, my son? Signifies production so speedy. And he said, Because Yahuwah thy God made it come to meet my face, signifies providence. 3548. And he came unto his father and said, My father. And he said, Behold me, who art thou, my son? That this signifies a state of perception from the presence of that truth is evident from the representation of Isaac, who is here the father, and from the representation of Jacob, who is here the son, concerning which several times before. Also from the signification of saying as being to perceive, concerning which likewise above. From these and from the rest of the expressions, it is evident that the signification herein is a state of perception from the presence of that truth which is represented by Jacob. But what is the quality of this truth which is now represented by Jacob is manifest from the internal sense of what goes before and of what follows. Namely, that in outward form it appears like the good and the truth of good which are represented by Esau and are signified by his hunting, but that it is not such in its internal form. The natural as to truth in the man who is being regenerated, that is, before he has been regenerated, appears of this character, not indeed in the sight of man, for he knows nothing about the good and truth with him during regeneration, but in the sight of the angels, who see such things in the light of heaven. Man does not even know what the good and truth of the natural are, and because he does not know this, he cannot perceive it. and because he does not perceive it in general, neither can he perceive it in particular. Thus he cannot perceive the differences, and still less the changes of their state. And this being so, he can with difficulty comprehend from any description how the case is with this good and its truth. But as these matters are what are treated of in this chapter, therefore in what follows the subject is to be unfolded in so far as it can be apprehended. 3549. And Jacob said unto his father, that this signifies the observation of natural truth, is evident from the signification of saying as being to perceive, concerning which above, here to observe, because from the natural, and from the representation of Jacob as being natural truth, concerning which also above. 3550. I am Esau, thy firstborn. That this signifies that it believed it was natural good itself, is evident from the representation of Esau and from the signification of firstborn as being good, and indeed the natural good which is represented by Esau. For such is the case with the truth appertaining to man before he is regenerated, that it is believed to be good itself. They who have perception know that it is not good, but that it is truth under the form of good. But they who have not perception know no otherwise than that it is good. This also will better appear from what follows. 3551. I have done according as thou spakest unto me. That this signifies obedience is evident without explication. 3552. Arise, I pray thee, sit, and eat of my hunting. That this signifies the truth of the affection of such good is evident from the signification of arising as involving somewhat of elevation. See number 2401, 2785, 2912, 2927, 3171. And from the signification of sitting as involving somewhat of tranquility. From the signification of eating as being appropriation, number 2187, 3168. And from the signification of hunting as being the truth which is from good, number 3501. Hence in the present case the affection of that good from which is truth. For the thing signified by arising, sitting, and eating in the internal sense belong to affection, and therefore only affection is mentioned to denote them. 3553. That thy soul may bless me. That this signifies conjunction is evident from the signification of to be blessed as being conjunction. See number 3504, 3514, 3530. 3554. And Isaac said unto his son, that this signifies the perception of the rational represented by Isaac concerning the natural which is represented by Jacob, and that to say denotes to perceive, has often been shown before. 3555. How is it that thou hast hastened to find it, my son? That this signifies production so speedy is evident without explication. 3556. And he said, because Yahuwah thy God made it come to meet my face. That this signifies providence is also evident without explication. The providence here treated of is that during regeneration good and the derivative truth are thus disposed in order with man, that is, that they appear outwardly, or are there presented, with a face like that of genuine good and its derivative genuine truths, when nevertheless they are not such, but as before said, are domestic good and the derivative truths, that are of service merely for the regenerating of man, thus for introducing goods and truths of a grosser nature, because such are conducive to the end.